Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders, as my extraordinary guest today. We bring you folks across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in truth, transparency, and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And the Define Your Path podcast is absolutely no different. It all starts in the mind, folks. Will you be the captain or the crew is the question. So today's spotlight is with Yvonne E. L. Silver. Yvonne, let me tell you a little bit about her before we bring her into the spotlight. Yvonne is a sought-after speaker, best-selling author, radio show, podcast host, women's certified executive coach, and mentorship chair, who is recognized with a Women of Inspiration Award. Yvonne teaches ambitious female founders, entrepreneurs with a mission-inspired venture to flourish in business and how to have unshakable confidence so they can move up from solopreneur to CEO. She also teaches how to showcase your value with confident conversations and increase sales velocity, leading to a purposeful, sustainable life with more fun and family beach time, which I am all about. Yvonne shares her wisdom from over 30 years in business, blending her Reiki practitioner and spiritual practices with designations of certified executive coach and chartered professional in human resources. Folks, please, please let's welcome Yvonne Silver to the show. Welcome to the show, Yvonne.
Oh, thanks, Doug V. It's lovely to join you. You're doing exceptional work with your mission. So thank you for the invite.
I truly appreciate the support and just you having such an affirming spirit. You are truly one of those corner women that I talk about. So we enough about me. We look forward to hearing your story and how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose. So I want to remind the audience, we have two questions and then we riff between those two questions. So wherever it takes us, the first being, how have you defined your path? And the second, how do you help others define theirs? So Yvonne, the spotlight is yours.
Thank you. Well, it's an interesting question. You know, a lot of people say, well, you're doing this work with mission-inspired women. Why? And it stems back to my upbringing. You can tell from my accent, I wasn't born in Canada. I'm actually originally from London, England. And I grew up in a house where we had a, it wasn't a home, it was a house. Mm-hmm. Well, my father came back from World War II with PTSD. He got a bullet in Dunkirk, and it showed up as him just being a very angry man because he did not get treated. Hundreds of thousands of men came back from the war and didn't get that stress treated. Mm-hmm. He took it out on my mom, and she was a business professional. She was a woman with her own earnings, her own income, married lady in life, and ended up, when she had two kids, me and my sister ended up being the one who was the stay-at-home mom. And my dad, I literally watched him drain the dignity right out of her because he was mm-hmm. constantly angry and criticizing. He was yelling. I mean, I remember the leather belt on my behind many times. Mm-hmm. And he just criticized her so much. She became this nervous wreck and she became this fragile shell of who she really was as a professional before she became dependent upon him. And so I watched that growing up and I call her, when I put together my my best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, I dedicated it to her as my first, what I call, unmentor. Mm-hmm. So the one that showed me what not to do yes. instead of what to do. And I watched her getting drained. And then he turned on me when I was six. He also turned on me when I was 11, just going into high school. And can I share a story?
Please.
So I remember him getting the results from my exam. They had this 11 plus exam. The smart kids who passed went to grammar school. The not so smart kids who flunked went to secondary school. And my sister was already in the grammar school. Mm-hmm. So he opens the envelope the morning of the arrival of the results in the mail. His happy face goes to beet red, eyes go black. He literally rips open that envelope and looks and says, "You failed. You'll never, ever be successful in life." And he stormed out, ripped the letter up.
Wow.
And I'm just about to go into high school.
Yeah.
And what happened was, like my mom, who had lost her voice because of his criticism all the time, I lost mine. And so I ended up in high school. A lot of people thought I was a bit of a snob because I didn't say a lot. I didn't want to risk getting criticized or being made fun of or laughed at or being less than. And it took a while to bring back my adventurous self when I started going through my own journey and expanding and excelling and seeing that actually he was wrong. I had a lot of street smarts and they were actually more valuable than my studious skills. And at the time, that was what kept me out of trouble, was my street smarts. So that's kind of where it started. And then it went on to, you know, I went through a sales career in London, England, with an education company. I came with that company to here in Canada, and then ended up doing about 15 years working in senior HR roles, and then moving into coaching. And I ended up, Dr. V, you'll probably relate to this, I ended up burning out because I was actually serving the wrong audience for me. I wasn't serving consistently, exclusively women, which is what I do now. And I got this management consultant gig, a referral to work for a VP of an oil and gas firm and do a harassment investigation. Well, it turned out to be a values issue of someone being mistreated, and I won't name any names or break any confidences. However, it taught me that when I prepared my report and gave my recommendations and they weren't being listened to, here again was another example of senior men ignoring what I was saying and my value and purpose. And I ended up with 3 months of stepping right back from my business to do a lot of self-reflection. Talked to my coach, talked to my spiritual guide, took 3 months off, made some space so I could see what was really going on.
Yes.
And came back stronger with a new company brand. And it makes a big difference when you actually give yourself that grace to take the space. Yes, I lost earnings. However, was it worth it? Absolutely, because I came back with that inner resonance, knowing exactly who I wanted to serve. And it's been much better since then.
Oh, I absolutely love that, Yvonne. I mean, that was so much there. I don't even know where to start. But yes, I can absolutely relate and resonate with your experience, you know, in speaking up, doing your job, and basically being ignored and or probably chastised for it, or the way made more difficult. You know, I want to back up to even just the beginnings of your story. You have such a diverse story, and that's why I love the show, because I'm learning so much about people and how they've overcome in life. I love what you said about street smarts and how that played a role, because so many people think that the only way they can be successful or the only way that they can, you know, make it out of a situation or circumstance is through education and training. Yes, I mean, everything, we have education, informal education all the time. Talk about that a little bit more and like, you know, how that really has informed your success story, you know, your ability to weave in and out of different environments and deal with different people.
Yeah. Well, because I didn't have that positive experience in my senior high school. When we graduated 16 there. So it's an equivalent of grade 10, actually, in Canadian and North American schools. So I sure as heck didn't want to go on and do more school. I wanted to get out and experience the big wide world. So those street smarts that I had gained already working from age 11. So I was doing a paper round at 11. I was in the store that sold the newspapers at 12. I was assistant manager by 13. I was doing all these different experiential things that's what taught me about life. And it was later when I chose to go back to school that I was really committed. And I went back and did some secretarial training at one point, but I also went back later on, did my HR business management designation. Then I went and did my coaching, certified executive coach designation, and I got a 4.0 in a university executive coaching 6-month program. I mean, who does that, right? Because it was totally in alignment with who I am, what I do. I love to see that transformation from A to B. People start here, and how can we make it even better and get here? I always encourage people, like, if you're feeling that you're not on purpose, look around your house. Mm-hmm. You'll see signs of what it is that interests you, of what naturally is fueling your energy. And for me, it was words, like words everywhere. You know, before I wrote my book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, mm-hmm. right? The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, live, love, laugh, you know, do this, do that. You know, all of these things around my house were about words and positive words, encouraging words. Mm-hmm. And so that was a natural propensity anyway, so why not follow that? And when I left my last senior corporate VP role, it was for a career transition firm, and I did spend quite a bit of time coordinating teams of 10 to go on site for businesses who were restructuring and letting go, you know, 200-300 people at a time. And my role was to help them the day of the pink slip or the notice, your job's been eliminated, and help them in that next 3 months to get to finding a new job. And I saw so many people take lemon day, make it lemonade, and come back and say, oh my gosh, I never realized there was this other amazing job, which is much better fit for me, waiting for me. Yes. And so something was done to me and I got fired or yes. I got restructured. And so watching that transformation again reaffirmed, that's where you need to be. You need to be making change happen, encouraging, fostering, supporting, nourishing, guiding, mentoring, teaching women in particular how to ask for what they want and get it. And that's the essence of the book, 44 words and concepts to ask for what you want and get it. So women do not remain dependent upon men for our income. We can ask for a raise, know how to do it, know how to justify it. And when women entrepreneurs flourish, they tend to hire more women and they create this nurturing cycle that yes. just flourishes by itself, and women earn more and they have their power because they have choice.
Yes. Girl, you are like all in my message. I love it, Eva. I love it. This is life. You know, this is awesome. Let's pivot to the next question because you're already starting to kind of go there. So I'll just let you share with how do you help others? Let's go a little deeper with how you help others define their path in your business and, you know, talk about your personal assessment, you know, whatever you want to discuss here.
Yeah. So typically it's women that find me, they hear me speak. I'm in a networking group with them, wherever they connect. They find me because they are kind of like scattered. You know how as a kid you used to have those join the dots books?
Yeah.
You would have the clues right there on the paper, 1 to 2, 2 to 3, join here. But normally those women, they have an idea. They've been in business maybe for the first year or two, and it's not working the way they wanted it to work. And sometimes it's because they haven't joined the dots. They've missed a step, or they don't know where to start if they're in corporate and thinking of starting their own entrepreneurial venture. So they come with those scattered dots. And one of my superpowers is to see where to start the journey and where to join the dots so that it is a business that is your unique DNA. You know, you and I might both be passionate about transformation, but we don't have the same experiences. So we're not competing. We're, you know, complementary, because you can tell different stories and have different experiences to pull up your people, the people that resonate with you, and vice versa. So I help them by clarity initially. How do you share your message, your unique passion, what it is you're here to do? Why is that adding value? And have a confident sales conversation. So sales mastery through confident conversations. And then also looking at how do we not just visualize that business, but monetize it? You know, how do you do that without, again, hitting your ceiling of number of hours, trading time for dollars? And then optimizing is the last piece. So it's a three-step flourish process: visualize, monetize, and optimize. And the optimize is where I start drawing on my HR background to help these women who have success, and now they're getting buried in the details. How do you hire and train and empower and lead your team so you can have more beach time? We talked about that at the beginning.
Yes. Well,
you got to be able to trust, trust your team, step away from the details and stay focused on those CEO activities, which is a bit of a mindset shift as well as having processes in place.
Absolutely. Oh, I love this. I want to dive deeper into just this whole sales mastery conversation, right? Because most of us women, you know, when we think of sales, right, everyone, man or woman, you're thinking about the hard selling process, right? As opposed to having a dignified conversation or a confident, you know, a compassionate, you know, conversation. How do you work with, if it's not giving away too much of your secret sauce?
No, that's okay.
Can we talk? Let's talk about that a little bit, because there are women who avoid going into business for themselves for that very reason, or they start the business and they're stuck.
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, if you know, and this is relating back to content in my book, if you don't like the word sales, if when you say it, it kind of makes you cringe, that is obviously a signal that you don't want to use that language. And I had one coaching client, you know, we were keeping on talking about her being a speaker and a transformational agent and an author. And I could see her withering. And as soon as we relabeled it advocate, she just blossomed. It was incredible to see the change. So I would say straight off, change the label. If you don't like sales, then don't call it that. Call it service. Because that's what you're doing. You're having an invitational conversation that leads to being in service.
Yes.
Pretty simple, right? But the whole conversation of velocity is linked back to a tool I use, which is actually around personality intelligence. And it's a tool that very quickly identifies what it is that makes people buy. Why do people buy? And it's a process that I've run across. It's a communications tool. Quick and easy, 90 seconds to identify who's sitting in front of me and how do they like to buy things? What makes them buy? What do they like in the way of information? How do they like it delivered? So that I can tune my conversation so that they're hearing me. If I use the example of I'm talking to you in English, you're talking back in French, we're missing each other. We're not going to be hearing and communicating. Whereas if I learn French, then I can very quickly, you know, un peu, speak your language, and we're having a conversation, right?
Yes.
And there are some stats around, you know, only 18% of people who are not on the same wavelength, the same personality type as each other, actually make a sale. 18%. So what about the other, what is that, 72% that's being left on the table? So when you know who's in front of you and how to communicate with them, you can actually increase your sales by up to 300%.
I love that.
So I use tools like that particular one. I can talk at the end about how to, you know, if you want to get your own report and learn about that, I can and share how to do that. But that's one approach to having a conversation that's not anything more than invitational. It's showcasing, here's what I'm up to, here's what you're up to, how can we co-create something together? And I also use a concept, again, it's in my book, called Appreciative Sales Kinetics. So it's leveraging from David Cooperrider's work on appreciative inquiry. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate what you're up to now, and I inquire into the future of where your business is going. So it sounds like, you know, tell me a little bit about what's working really well in your business right now. And you tell me. How could it be even better? Can you tell me? And then I say, can I share a little bit about what I do? Because I think together we might be able to co-create something that will help you get even faster to your goal. No one ever says no. So when you started talking about hard sales, then you get objections. Well, I don't get objections because there's nothing to object to. We're talking about a possible co-creation of future something. I don't know what it is. It's an easy conversation for women to have because we naturally have a lot of empathy. We want to see how we can help people. Mm-hmm. We can serve, we can care, and bring in our our natural personality, whether that's to be more organized, to have more knowledge, to be action oriented, or to be like me, which is nurturing. So that's my personality primary code is nurturing.
Ah, absolutely brilliant and intriguing.
So sales velocity is when you cut down the number of conversations you have before you actually engage together. Yeah.
I love it.
And that's about saving time. And that's when you can get more beach time.
Yes. And we can all use more beach time.
Yeah.
So this is all so fascinating. Let me back up a little bit and kind of bring together both questions. Because, you know, there are women, you use the example of how, you know, you were in the position to be able to help nurture and ease the way for those folks who were being, you know, separated from employment. So I imagine you had conversations when they were trying to figure out, okay, where can I go now? You know, what type of transferable skills do I have? And we don't even think like that because the educational system does not teach us to think like that. You know, it puts us on these tracks and then, you know, and we rarely depart, right? Until life happens and then we have to figure it out. So tell us, help the audience understand, how did you start to connect the dots based on, you know, your experience? How did that even happen? How was that even a thought? And then how did you start putting that together?
Well, the connecting the dots part was actually other people telling me, right? So when I'd finish having a conversation with a client, coaching conversation, I'd ask, you know, what was the value of our conversation today? And they would start peppering in the conversation with the language that I then, you know, tap into for describing who I am and what I do. Also, though, the piece about the career transition work was really diving into, you know, what's in your toolbox. So you don't have that job anymore, but what are your unique experiences? So your skills, your interests, your talents, your abilities, your passions, you know, all of these things and more that come together. What's that sweet spot in the center, and how can you then monetize that? Yeah, because initially, the first 10 minutes that they get the notice, you know, your job is no longer required, thank you for your service, people switch, like they're in shock, right? Yeah. Even if they expected it, they're still in shock. Oh my God, it's happening now, today. Oh my God, what am I going to do? And so it's more about holding space for them to process as much as they're ready to process, depending whether they've been in that situation before, getting them home safely, talking a little bit on the way about, here's how you might want to share this news with your family. Here's what to do, what not to do, that, you know, you don't need to start calling your friends and telling them, for example, that you've been laid off, because all they're going to say is, well, what are you going to do now?
Right.
And so in your negative state, you're going to bumble your way through what you want to do next. Or you don't know, you're in tears. And then the next time that you call them, they're reluctant to take the call because they don't know whether you're a bomb that's going to explode again. Right. Exactly. So I say, don't call anybody. You don't have to call anybody. Just tell your immediate family what's happening. Catch your breath for a few days. You don't need to tell the whole world, but start thinking about what you do want to do and then create a one-line sentence that could be as simple as, you know, I'm actually looking at new things. I'm looking at new opportunities right now. I'd love to have a conversation in a few more months or a few weeks when I'm a bit clearer. Can I phone you back then? Right? Because until you have that clarity, you don't want to open up the conversation yet, because as soon as you decide what you do want, it's like your reticular activating system, you know, your brain's radar that pops into play. So if you decide you want, you know, one particular style of job, or say you decide you want to get pregnant, right? Let's use that example. You know, everybody all of a sudden starts seeing pregnant women everywhere. Well, it's not that the world has decided to overpopulate just now. It's your reticular activating system, your brain's filter kicking in saying that's important information for you right now. Pay attention. But when you have that clarity about what your next position is, you've given that reflective time as a gift to yourself. Then you can come back stronger and say, what I'm looking for next is, you know, a new corporate role. I'm looking to start my own business. I'm looking to, you know, whatever it is. And go out with that clarity And that's what will attract people to want to have a conversation and want to deepen that connection or share their connections with you.
Absolutely. You know, particularly when they relate to or see the fact that you're an overcomer, you know, and you flip that negative into a positive. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, that time, I love what you said and the way you responded to that question, because so many of us seek validation in other people. And so that's why we go around, we pick up a phone, we call, we tell folks expecting them to, you know, to have empathy or compassion or something wise to say, and we get the total opposite, because that's, again, how we've been conditioned, you know, in these false senses of security and fear-based, you know, lack, scarcity, all of that. So,
yeah. And invariably, those people have empathy, especially your friends. They want to support you. They want to nurture you. They tell you all kinds of things that may or may not be true in the moment. Mm-hmm. And so when we really tune in and we create space for the next opportunity, not by filling it with telephone calls, but by stepping back and saying, okay, I'm going to create space to create a new life. Mm-hmm. Then it's amazing what will come through, especially if you're doing a morning ritual like I do, you know, gratitudes, visualization, meditation, etc. Then your body will tell you what it wants next. Yes. It'll show you with your emotions, your energy levels, whether you feel constricted or expanded, if you're heading in the right direction. Mm. You can't hear that if you're listening to everybody else's opinions of what you should do next.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Or if you're living in this hurry up survival mode, or, you know, of course you're worried about, you know, what's next. But yeah, I love that, you know, and I have really been focusing on that for myself, you know, just focusing on my health and wellness. And, you know, we have tons of emails every day, right? Tons of phone calls, business to handle, but taking that time for yourself. And if your body says, you know what, you need another hour of sleep, not feeling guilty about that. You know, that's the beautiful thing I found about entrepreneurship. So like I can't believe time is moving so quickly with us. You know, in these like last few moments, let's just talk about that entrepreneurial journey and the rewards of it. And I want to make sure the audience knows how to connect with you on social media and all of that good stuff. So, what are your thoughts, you know, after you left the corporate world? I mean, I know mine, but this is your spotlight. this entrepreneurial journey.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, right? My first entrepreneurial gig was actually age 6.
Yes.
So I was dog walking for the little old lady down the road who broke her ankle, and I stopped seeing her walking her dogs and went to find out if she was okay and realized she had a broken ankle. And when I said, you know, would you like me to walk your dogs for you? She said, well, how much will you charge? Oh, sixpence, I said. It was a lot of money back then. Mm-hmm. So my first gig was born. So I wasn't afraid of asking, but I was shut down so much as a kid with my dad's criticism that I really needed to build those skills up again, which is partly why I think I took the sales job, because I knew I had to get out, speak out, make appointments, make sales, and then be able to serve people. So the piece about the work that I do now, it's really looking and saying, you know, where have you had success? You know, nothing is a straight line, right? I've had my dips. I've had companies that haven't made money as well. Yes. And what have you learned from it? Can you still continue to have that resilient streak that says, no, I'm not going to let the world beat me down no matter what? Mm-hmm. And when women are leaving corporate, there's a whole bunch of skills that they need to learn. I put an article about that on LinkedIn recently. You can find me under Yvonne L. Silva, my LinkedIn profile. And there are extra skills. I think the most important one, though, is belief in yourself and resilience. Mm-hmm. Resilience to speak up. Even if it's wrong, still speak it up, because it's still your truth. And it's your values, your opinion, your truth. Don't expect other people will always like it, but that's okay. That's their journey. They don't have to like it. Mm-hmm. So if you remember that, and be prepared that it'll take twice as long as you thought it was going to take, especially in today's economy of uncertainty. Yes. You know, really, really look and say, where is that immediate value that I can provide and how am I going to do it? If it's a service or if it's a product, is this a luxury product or is this something that people absolutely must have right now? And I think that that's where success also lies in coming out of COVID right now.
Absolutely brilliant, Yvonne. Oh my goodness, girl. Thank you so much for just all this wisdom and just, I mean, you just completely opened up and just bore your soul so that other people can, you know, learn from, hear from, relate to your experience. And I just thank you so much for just being vulnerable, sis. That's the word I was looking for being vulnerable, speaking your truth, standing in your truth, and, you know, and just importing that wisdom to the masses. So thank you for being our spotlight today.
You're welcome. And if you would like to keep in touch with something I said has sparked an idea or a conversation, feel free to reach out to me through my website, YvonneSilva.com. Find me on LinkedIn. That's probably the next easiest way. And if you're curious about that personality tool I was talking about, you can, as a gift, if I can offer a gift to the listeners.
Absolutely.
You can use my link to pick up a copy of that. It takes 90 seconds to find out your primary personality style and your communications code. It's really cool. You can text the word code, CODE, to 403-668-9279. So that's the word code, CODE, to 403-668-9279. And you'll get a link to invite you to look up four cards, move them into order that sounds like most like you, least like you, and then you'll get your own report if you pop in the email you want it sent to. And it's fascinating. Fascinating communications science. So I hope you enjoy that free gift.
Absolutely. You took the words out of my mouth. It is so worth it. And it is fascinating and very telling. So folks, make sure you reach out to Yvonne on social media, Yvonne E.L. Silver. You'll also be able to connect with her from our Define Your Path podcast platform. So make sure you do follow up with her, pick up copies of her books. Absolutely brilliant woman and a heart to boot. So also be sure to visit our virtual home to see what we're up to at definingpaths.online. I'd like to thank the Business Innovators Radio Network and our wonderful producer, Mike Saunders, for their continued support. They allow us to bring amazing shows like this one today to you, and we're excited to do so. So continue to bring just your friends to the listening experience, share the podcast, and reach out to Yvonne.
Thank you for doing this work. It's powerful, Dr. Lee.
Thank you so much for saying, sis. I really appreciate that. Life-giving and inspiring conversations right here on the Define Your Path podcast. I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path so that you may be your own boss in mind, body, soul, and business. And we'll see you on our next episode. Thanks so much for listening.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.